Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. I'm a little late tonight, so I apologize. I've just been busy all day. I was doing a consultation, talking to somebody in Italy. And anyway, I decided to start off the show a little differently today. In the beginning, there's three links. I got before nano, before mandates, before GMO, before helping, being disappointed in life by corrupt government officials. There was dance. And so really, it's pretty neat. It just shows you, for lack of a better term, those people with lighter skin tones had rhythm. Now, I got a lot of friends of mine who are colored, say, you know, white people are too stiff. You know, these people don't have no rhythm. When you watch this, I think the colored people got it from the non-colored people. They're all shaking everything, you know, back in the day. Anyway, it's an entertaining ditty. I think you should, you know, you might enjoy it. I watched it. A buddy of mine said, man, they had energy back then. The reason why I put it up there primarily was this is what we felt like before we had internet, before we had a computer, before we had a fucking cell phone, before we had all this fucking tech. We were alive. That was I never danced like that. I gotta be the first to admit, there'd be no way I could shake anything like that. You know, not me. I never, you know, my idea of dancing is a slow dance, real slow, you know, where I don't step on anybody's feet. But that's how we used to feel. We all had that energy at one time. I remember when I had that kind of energy when I was in my teens and 20s, 30s, even mid-40s. Till I got popped with this effing nano and all these effing genetics and the GMO and the foods and the frickin' towers and all and the cell phones and all this wonderful tech that was supposed to make our lives easier. Remember that? Remember hearing that bullshit too? Oh, this will make your life easier. You'll be able to get more shit done. These frickin' things take up more of our time than they're worth. But anyway, I wanted to present that because this is what, and for those of you who are younger, you know, 30s, 40s, 20s, you've never lived. Gotta tell you, most of you have never lived. Especially 20-year-olds. 40-year-olds, perhaps. You've done things. But 20-year-olds, most of you 30-year-olds, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen sweet F.A. You ain't done nothing. You ain't been nowhere. You ain't got nothing accomplished. Most of you don't even know where you're going, what you're going to do, and you're broke. You didn't have the opportunity to be able to do what we did because that was stolen from you. The legacy that we had and we were able to enjoy, you will never see again, ever. We were naive and oblivious to a lot of things. I'll be the first to admit that. We were stupid. You know, but what we did do, what we did accomplish, what we did get to enjoy was real and it was solid. Said it's make-believe metaverse. I'm fucking metaverse. I'm going to go to the metaverse today because I can't deal with reality. And I have to admit, too, that what you see is also fictitious. Life wasn't always all about dance. But I'm trying to make a point here. We were alive back then. A lot more alive than we are today. Today we are languishing. We are all languishing in this existence, this shit for brain reality that we're in. You know, I have to say that who would have thought that a titmouse in Ottawa would be able to have a control over Canada the way he does, the dictator. Now, they got to debate this for 7 days, this dictatorship. If he gets this dictatorship, you got one or three options in this country. Secede, break away from Canada, leave, or be tagged and bagged by these damn chips. See, it's come to my observation from some of the research I got today. And the only reason he did this is because the noose was getting tight around his neck. And he was going to be connected to the scam that Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson have pulled. He was going to get tagged with the scam that him and Bill Gates and Soros and whoever else was involved, the Wuhan labs, creating this Wuhan flu, this genetically engineered, AI-controlled, nanobot-delivered weapon of mass destruction. People, you know, it's incredible what we're willing to face today and what we don't want to look at. But the only reason that the Prime Minister of Canada can do what he's doing is because the rest of the Canadian public is asleep. The 2 or 3% that are out there protesting right now are having the rug being pulled from underneath them. And now Chrystia Freeland is saying that if you have anything contrary to say about the government, they'll freeze your assets. So they'll have the banks shut down your access to your money. Imagine that. Now, who gave that the right to do this? And how can a prime minister declare the War Act, War Measures Act, in Canada, and we're not in a war? We're not fighting any war on our soil, unless you're considering the government against the general population. They've been using biological weaponry for the last 2 years. And yet I have yet to see one soldier, one RCMP, one CSIS, one OPP, one local policeman lift a finger to arrest the agent of the weapon of mass destruction in Canada, which was the Prime Minister, is the Prime Minister. I have not seen any of them do their duty to protect Canadians. So that leads me to think we have to fend for ourselves because we don't have anybody here that will defend us. Nobody. So you have to start using your head. We're heading toward a dictatorship. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with your money that's in the bank? I went out today and pulled $2,000 out of my account. You know, I left just enough in there to cover rent and some bills. That's it. Now I'm not putting anything more in the bank until, I'm going to wait 7 days and see where this goes. Then I'm going to have to make a decision what I want to do and where I'm going to do it and how I'm going to do it. And everybody has to make the same decision. If you're into any alternative, if you're helping anybody with health, you may wind up having a problem. It may come after you. And this is something you better be prepared for. There's a minister in Alberta. And this minister, all he did was honor God's word. He's a believer in Jesus, and he was doing good works. He was having services, he was out in the streets, helping the destitute out in the streets, and they arrested him again for no reason. Now he's behind bars, and they're keeping him in isolation, which means they could be beating the shit out of him every day, trying to, you know, break him down. They could be, again, violating civil liberties, his right to worship. And he wasn't hurting nobody. He wasn't doing anything to anybody except helping the destitute. What have we become? To allow a minister to be arrested over his faith in Christ. Seriously, think about that. What has this become for a country supposedly founded on biblical principles, supposedly believing in the living God, supposedly dealing, you know, in biblical truths, are arresting preachers for going out in the street and feeding the hungry? Wasn't that part of the Great Commission that Christ endorsed everybody to do? Share the gospel and do good to all men? Isn't that what he was all about? This makes me wonder a little bit, you know. And we have to think in terms of civil liberties like this being taken away by Christians in a Christian, a supposed Christian country. I have to debate whether or not that's true, you know. We're looking at some major changes going on right under our noses, and we better be prepared. They're ready to go in and grab a minister of the gospel. What are they going to do to the rest of us? Think about that. Something to consider. I mean, think about that. Think about it hard. I really believe that we need to understand the nature of the part. How corrupt this has become. Because it really has become an amazing. an amazing turn of events in Canada. We went in less than a week, we went from a country of democratic principles. I'm not saying we were free in any way, shape, or form. We went from democratic principles to a dictatorship. All in less than a week. That tells you how fragile our rights and civil liberties are in this country. They can suspend the charter rights. I hope everybody's aware of that. There is a clause in the charter that they can suspend it anytime they want to. And like I said in the beginning, I believe that the reason why we're seeing what we're seeing primarily is because it's all coming crashing down, and they're trying very hard to make it go away by causing all these distractions. And like I said, I haven't seen not one finger lifted toward the real criminal. I have seen officers lift their hands and beat up 70-year-old men and women. I have seen them roughhouse the elderly, take full advantage of them because they could intimidate somebody who's afraid. Somebody sent me a picture here of the pastor Art Pulowski being denied bail in order to be kept in custody until his hearing March 11th. Pastor Art was arrested in Calgary home, at his Calgary home, on February 8th for delivering a speech to truckers at the Coates border protest. Freedom of speech, what happened to that? Why is he being arrested for this? The court has argued that the speech is restricted by reasonable limits and that Pulowski's speech encouraging the truckers to hold the line is not protected by the law. Are you effing kidding me? Talking about a corrupt judge. Corrupt to the core. His speech did not entice anything other than to encourage them to stand up for what they are believing in. See, this all boils down to following Joe Biden's decrees from the United States. Told Trudeau what to do, told Ford what to say, telling Kinney what to do. This is what's going on. Now I'm going to say this as well. Those of you in the United States of America, if you're planning on a trucking convoy, be prepared to have done to you what they're doing here. Be prepared. For those of you down in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, in Israel, in the UK, it appears that the satellite Commonwealth countries have been exploited for the great experiment. It seems like everybody in the world is dropping the regulations on the mandates except the satellite Commonwealth countries. And they're trying very hard to using violent activity to intimidate the peaceful protesters. I think they believe that Christians won't do anything. I think that's what I think. Maybe what they did is they got Christians over several hundred years to be complacent over some bad theology, misinterpretations, and bad teachings. That's what I'm thinking. And we got people believing in a rapture. I personally don't believe in it until the very end after Christ comes back. But people believe that there's a pre-trip, mid-trip, and an after-trip. I think they're all taking some form of LSD myself, but hey, that's my opinion. You know, you're on the trip, man. You might want to come on down. You know, it's important. It's really important that you understand the nature of all that's going on and the great, great deceptions. And if we don't stand for our principles and our beliefs, they're going to take them from you. They are going to take them from you. You know, that's the way it is. You know, I want to read something. And I'm going to give you my take on it. Doesn't mean this is what it means, but I'm going to give you my take. It's a biblical reference. I forget now where the verse is found. But I'll read it. It says, "Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look at the earth beneath." Tells you that this is telling you about position. You lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath. Where are we here? Now, beneath the heavens. Beneath the heavens will vanish like smoke. Hasn't that happened? Haven't the heavens vanished like smoke with all these fucking chemtrails up in the sky? Haven't they hid the very heavens, the sky above us, the blue sky, the real blue sky above us? Haven't they covered it with smoke? I mean, years ago, we used to think that the chemtrails were coming from the exhaust of a jet. We know that's not true today, but that would be a good close analogy. The heavens will vanish like smoke because they're covered with chemtrails. The earth will wear but like a garment, and its inhabitants die like flies. The earth will wear like a garment, meaning, in my humble opinion, AI overriding reality. The metaverse is the planet covered with an AI fiction. And its inhabitants will die like flies, which means that they would have been hit with something major, perhaps a directed energy weapon, microwave, LRAD. You know, maybe they died from injections. I'm just throwing this out there. What I'm saying does not necessarily mean this is what it is, or this is what it's exactly saying. I'm just giving you my take on it. That's all. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a minister. I'm just reading. I'm like anybody else, reading the Word of God and making some comparisons to what the Word is saying to what I'm seeing. That's all I'm doing. So I'm not trying to mislead anybody. Whatever you believe, it's your call. I'm just showing you certain aspects of how to look at this maybe. But in the end, it says, but my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail. This is why I tell everybody to read the Gospels. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. Christ will always be here. But this is going to go. So again, I want to just point that out. I wanted to share that. And again, I'm not here to, you know, pretend I'm a preacher, because I'm not. You know, I was the first to tell you, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a minister, but I'm just presenting something that I read and relaying that to everybody. Because, I mean, it does seem like that it's the interesting perspective here I get here. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, look at the earth beneath, you know. Where are you standing? Where are we here? If I'm lifting my eyes to the heavens and I'm looking at the earth beneath, where's my position? Just a thought, you know. Again, these are things that make me go, you know. Are we in an airplane? Are we in a rocket ship? Are we in a satellite out in space? Are we in the abyss? Are we somewhere in some sort of dimensional portal? Don't know. But I wanted to present that just so that you'd have something to, well, either you will criticize whatever, or you'll say, an interesting perspective, one way or the other. But maybe it'll get you to read a little bit too so you can see there's more to the Bible than meets the eye. Just a thought. CBC. Let's talk about the CBC, shall we? The CBC. It's amazing how corrupt the CBC is. Just amazing. Totally amazing. I gotta find the stupid thing again. That's that one. That was that one. Not sure if that's it. Nope. No, that ain't it. You want a second? I just had the stupid. Oh, no, I can't play that. Oh, here we go. I think that's it. Yeah. Yeah. Let me play this for you. This gives you another take on the corruption of Canada. Now, let me remind everybody in Canada, and again, this is the rest of the Commonwealth as well, and Europe, and Africa, rest of Africa, and the Middle East, Far East, the Near East, Australia, New Zealand, which is part of the Commonwealth, South America, Caribbean, Central America, USA, Canada. What we're seeing here is pretty well being replicated throughout the Commonwealth and throughout the world. And this is telling you what a farce the media really is. And how much of the media is just pure weapon. It's a weapon. It's a weapon utilized by officials in government, because this is not the government. Government, the true definition of government, is the people that are represented in a system to maintain security and order. What we have right now are people in government corrupting the government. That's what we have. So let me play this for you, because you need to, this may give you another take of why we've had so much bullshit for the last 2 years on a fictitious pathology that never existed, and that the flus that we were having, that people were reacting to, were being augmented by 6G and 7G frequencies, and possibly 5G if they were in a close enough proximity, further breaking down their DNA and corrupting their immune system to a point where the symptomologies of this flu was augmented by the fact that people were being microwaved at the same time. Nobody's going to tell you that. Nobody's going to even bring that up. And if people says, well, where's your proof? The proof is real simple. I got hit with the coronavirus when I was, what, 11 years old? And we got hit with it then. We did, this is back, we're talking 60s. And we didn't wear a diaper on our face or on our ass or on our reproductive system. I had to think about that one. How I was going to present it. We didn't have to use hand sanitizers either. And we didn't social distance. We hugged each other, kissed each other. Moms kissed us, grandmas kissed, everybody kissed us, you know. That's why we healed, because we got healed by love. Everybody was loving us. So that made us feel stronger, gave us that oomph to fight. You know, you think about it. Every time a kid has a boo-boo, you go up there and you give the kid a kiss, and he still whimpers a little bit, but he's all better in a minute. Now he's back to the world doing whatever he's doing. That's the power of love, really, when you sit there and think about it. You know, we never had these problems. Nobody died. Life went on. Now we shut everything down. People lost their livelihood. They'll never get it back. People lost their homes. They're never going to get those back either. People have lost connections with family and friends. They'll never get that back either. Over nothing. Over nothing. All over greed. Stock options. 30% profit margins every time somebody took a jab. That's why this prime minister won't act like a prime minister. He's a crook. Chrystia Freeland is a crook. They both need to be held on trials on treason. Both of them. Freezing your asses because you decide which, how you want to spend your money. Yeah, this is what they're doing. They are now denying you the right where to spend your money or how you want to spend your money. If I want to give money to that preacher out in Alberta, they may freeze my assets because I'm supporting, you know, an undesirable. What a load of shit. Let me play this, because this guy makes a lot of sense. And the more I hear about government, the madder I get. So hold on. Let me play this. Here we go.
The CBC is a horribly bloated bureaucracy. I guess that wouldn't matter if it was a private broadcaster and it relied on subscribers or advertisers to pay the bill. But the CBC relies on you and me. It dips into our pockets every year to the tune of $1.3 billion. $1.3 billion to run the CBC every year. So then it does matter that the CBC has 7 vice presidents, 10 directors general, and get this, 5 directors of finance. You want to know where the money's going in the CBC? You can't. You can't know. They're not required to divulge their annual financial statements, not in any great detail anyway. And there have been times in the past when the CBC had missing tens of millions of dollars from its budget. I don't know what the 5 directors of finance do. I don't know why one of them hasn't said, hey, you know, to save a little bit of cash, maybe we only need 1 director of finance. Now, how do we know all this about the CBC? Why is this news? Because this week, a federal labor arbitrator named Pierre-Georges Roy wrote a ruling about some labor matters at the CBC and divulged more about the CBC's hierarchy, more about its organizational chart than we've ever seen before. Despite the fact that the CBC gets $1.3 billion a year from taxpayers, It's not required to tell Parliament anything about its organizational structure. In fact, in 2014, when the federal government was considering a law to add sunshine to the salary list at the CBC, to divulge how much people at the higher levels were making, CBC staffers went to Parliament and said, "Oh, you can't do that. That would be an attack on Canadian democracy." They said it would be an attack. They have such an arrogant view of their own importance that they said it would be an attack on Canadian democracy to divulge their salaries, even though those salaries are paid for by taxpayers. There's a director of business and a director of operations. Don't know what the difference is between those two, but they have one of each. It is an enormous organization, which is increasingly of less importance every day, every week, every year to Canadians. In a recent study done by the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission, the CRTC, they discovered that only about 28% of Canadians think the CBC is vital. And only 40% of Canadians listen to or watch the CBC at any time. I haven't watched the CBC or listened to the CBC in years. I don't need their bias. I don't need their interpretation. I don't need to hear one more time what a marvelous man Justin Trudeau is, which is what the CBC seems to devote itself to. But it gets $1.3 billion of your money and mine every year. And much of that, we found out this week, is going to a huge, top-heavy bureaucracy. It's time to give Canadians some relief and wrap up the CBC.
And I agree. I totally agree. CBC is not real news. It's fake news. These pods that people listen to, you know, one day, you may wake up and you come to a realization that the news that you're getting from these pods probably informed more of you on what was going on than the actual media. Imagine that. Imagine that, eh? The whole theme of everything today is no longer about truth. It's no longer about anything ethical or moral. There's nothing, you know, the one interesting thing about government, it doesn't matter which one it is, the moral depravity of government is unbelievably high. How many of these premiers are pedophiles? How many of these premiers have mistresses? How many of these premiers have illegal activities on the side? Think about that for a minute. You know, majority of them are running drug runners, trafficking of people, pedophile activity. It's not just in Canada, the United States, it's across the planet. I'm sure it's going on in New Zealand, I'm sure it's going on in Australia, I know it's going on in Canada, I know it's going on in the US, the UK, France, Germany, all of them. This is what's running the world today. Demented, sick fucks. They're out there, you know, railroading mankind into an abyss. They want to corrupt people. They want to corrupt their ethical and moral values. They want to corrupt their perspectives. I even believe in my own mind that they're trying very hard to corrupt any connection to God. That's my thinking. Any connection to God. Anything that would help you become more godly, they want to corrupt. That's my thought. That's my thinking. We have been living in a world or a matrix or a parallel or a paradox all our lives, believing what we've been heard, what we've heard, believing what we've seen, believing what's been programmed into us. And I think it's really time that we all took a hard look at the programming that we are following and try to have a little foresight and plan where we're going with this foresight, with this programming, and with these concepts that we've been taught. You know, how the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. You know, programs and principles. We are dealing with programs and principles. And the principles that we're dealing with are not necessarily godly ones. There's some of them are even considered, what, humanitarian or part of humanity? The word human itself is a denigrating term, because it means a subspecies of man. And we still don't get that either. People still say, well, I'm human. I say, well, okay, that's your call. I'm not. I'm a man. I tell people I'm a man. I ain't got no problem with that. I want to present something else too. Pat King came out today and made a comment. And in this comment, he was out of line. He was totally, totally out of line. And he needs to make an apology to the Hebrews. Because he made a comment saying that if we didn't stand up and start fighting, that we're going to need to either speak Chinese or Mandarin, or speak Jewish. Speaking Jewish. You know, implying that the Chinese and the Jews control the world. Now let me make something really clear to him. And I don't give a shit if he hears this or not. I'm also Semitic. I'm not a Hebrew. I'm of the Semitic culture. And the Semitic culture is pretty extensive. All of Southern Europe, all of Northern Africa, all the way to the Middle East and beyond. That's a pretty big chunk of the population. There are differences between Zionists and Hebrews, and he needs to understand there is a huge difference between Zionists and Hebrews. Zionists and Israelis. Zionists and Israelites. Israelites, Israelis, and Hebrews are people that have ethnic, cultural connections and origins tied to Israel. Zionists, on the other hand, are not even Hebrew, but unfortunately control Israel and other parts of the world. He needs to make that distinction. He needs to make that distinction. Made a comment about the Chinese as well. You know, and it was being derogatory with, you'd just be speaking Chinese like change dropping down a set of stairs. Ching, ching, ching. Again. Chinese people, there's a lot of good Chinese people. And I saw a video, which apparently he didn't see, of an Asian woman in Windsor. Literally crying. Crying because she what was going on, reminder of Tiananmen Square. She loves Canada. Okay? She believes in this country, just like I do. I don't believe in these politicians. I have no use for any of them. And none of them are worth a fiddler's fuck, in my humble opinion. But this is a good country. And we have a lot of good people in this country from all walks of life. Hebrews and Asian. And that's how we need to really start changing our vernacular. There's no white man. There's no black man. Never was. There's no brown man. There's no yellow man. No red man. Men is what we have. Women is what we have. And we need to start addressing ourselves in that fashion. Then and then only will respect for each other really begin. The moment I categorize you in some form or fashion, that has absolutely nothing to do with you or your person, but a category that they created. Then all of a sudden you create a division of animosity toward each other because of a skin tone or an ethnic diversity. Just because we got a rotten government right now doesn't mean this country's bad, nor does it give him the right to make the comments he made. Way out of line. Way, 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 way out of line. He owes an apology to the Hebrews, you know, because he's classifying them with Zionists, and not all of them are. There are some Zionists, I'm sure, but not every Hebrew is a Zionist. You know, and not every Asian believes in the Communist Party either. That's why they're here. They left China to get away from that shit. You know, a lot of people don't realize in Canada and the United States, and this has been the biggest thing that North Americans have to understand, which they don't get because the media has lambasted people from the Middle East as well as people from Asia. Because, I mean, the United States, let's face it, has to have a war. The United States cannot exist without a war. It has to kill something somewhere, someplace, somehow. That's why they're in the Ukraine now. They're blaming Russia. I have looked at it, and I don't think Russia has anything to do with anything. I'm sure they are concerned that if the Ukraine becomes part of NATO, they will have American missiles pointed at Moscow and Beijing. Something to be concerned about. But anyway, I digress. When we have immigrants come to this country, Canada, USA, and they come from the Middle East and they come from Asia, you have to remember something. They don't live like we do here. They're leaving everything behind. Their cultural, ethnical values, they're leaving it all. Family, to come here to start a life, to get away from regimes and systems of regimes that exist in those parts of the world. Now, not everybody is an ideal citizen. I'm not blind and stupid either. But I have met a lot of Asians from China that were very gentle, very dear, and I have a good friendship with them, and they're good people. I got friends of mine who are also Hebrew. I work with a Hebrew, a colleague in Israel. Okay, I'm always teasing him because he's always speaking Hebrew to me when he's speaking English because I can't understand him. He laughs at me. You know, I was talking about laying off the grappa. But like I said, getting into some derogatory thing to try to get people stirred up to fight instead of picking on Hebrews and calling them Jews, instead of picking on Asians and calling them Ching Chang, whatever he said, perhaps you need to stay focused on the enemy that's really at hand, and that's the Prime Minister of Canada. He's the one that's subjecting the general population under this situation we're in today, so that he can cover up his corrupt connections with the pharmaceutical industry. That's who you need to direct your assault to. I should pretty much send my piece on that one. But anyway, let's see where we're at here. Okay, I'm going to wind it down early tonight because I've been running late and I still got a shitload of stuff I got to do. And it's coming close to 5 in the morning. I'm not tired. I just got a lot of stuff to do. I wanted to present these things tonight because I think it's important that we understand that the world we live in is not roses and peaches and cream. It's not the illusionary Walt Disney viewpoint that they got us to believe in. it's a small world after all. That bullshit. No, it's not that. We're living in some real times, and they're really going to, and they're going to become even more real. So you may want to really consider, you know, where we're at today, and what we need to do. Like I said, Canada, we got about 6 days for them to debate this whole dictatorship bullshit. Then we will see how the parliament rules, since there's absolutely no legal reason for him to do what he did. And if this falls apart, then charges should be set against him and all his collaborators, including Chrystia Freeland. All of them. And we need to do something about putting in power, putting in a situation where a prime minister can never, never, never pull this kind of bullshit again. Even the United States of America has got to have at least, two-thirds vote majority for him to declare a war? And this prime minister can just, you know, just throw out there anything he wants, anytime he wants? That has to change. That tells you how tenuous system we have. You could lose your rights. They can come pull you out of the house. They can beat the shit out of you. They can throw you into some jail and forget about you, like they're doing to that minister out in Alberta. Welcome to Canada, eh? The land of the great A. No B, no C, no D, just A. Except we need to really reevaluate what we really have here and what we're ready to lose by allowing this evil to dominate the country. You know, redefine Canada so that it means something again. All right, let it go. I'm going to say, like I said earlier today, go read the gospel. Go read what Jesus had to say. You'd be surprised some of the pearls you may find reading the Bible. You might be surprised. You might be surprised how you can see how men and women's nature evolved in developing the church as we know of it today. Read the letters. Read the letters of encouragement. Then read the book of Revelations. There's lots there to give you an idea of what's happening today and what was written way before. The playbook, I call it. That's what they're using. Top of the page, I got people there that have been trying to work with other people to help you find solutions. And I encourage you to go check them out. And donate anything you can to help them financially, if you can. If you can't, don't feel bad or awkward about it. You shouldn't. Sometimes we all go through tough times. I get that. Everybody gets that. But if you can, share the message. Share the shows with everybody so that people can wake up and get connected and understand the different things that are going on regarding to targeting individuals, nanotechnology, nanobiotech, you know, geoengineering, weather warfare, weaponization of vaccines. Help everybody discover some of the things they need to discover to understand what's really afflicting them. And we go from there. All right. I always say on these shows as well, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health, take care.